Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Way That I See It. My name is Lucy Superfox, and this is my podcast. So in this week's episode, I'm going to talk a little bit more about authenticity. Obviously, I shared a little bit with you in a couple of episodes ago about why I believe authenticity is important, what I know so far about how to rediscover that. But what I wanted to really share with you is why it's going to be the real, for me, the key driver and the big shift that you're going to see in business in 2024, but also why it's going to be required for happiness, for success, and for fulfillment in 2024 in your personal life. So whether or not right now you have a career or you're a business owner, this is going to be key to you building relationships with your customers, to your customers feeling like they buy into you, but also on a personal level to really sustain those friendships. And let me talk about the reasons why I believe this is. So we are currently 3 years post-pandemic, and for some countries in the world, only 2 years, subject to how that all closed off for them. But we're only a couple of years post-pandemic. And in that time, when anyone goes through a period of trauma, and obviously we went through a big global collective trauma in that time, regardless of your opinions about it, it was a traumatic experience, whether the trauma was being stuck at home, whether the trauma was having sick loved ones. It really is irrelevant to what I'm going to share with you. Is a pandemic trauma is a collective global trauma. And when anyone goes through trauma, whether it's personal or something like this example, we're going to reassess and we're going to have different perspectives on our life. We're going to look at things differently through a different lens. And that's the power of experience, right? Is that we get to shift and change every time we have an experience that helps us see things differently. So our perceptions of the world changed in that time, whether it was the simple stuff like being able to work from home or actually what we valued more in terms of spending more time with our family. Maybe we didn't mind taking a pay cut and dropping down to 4 days. It gave us an opportunity to refresh and reset. And although there were hardships for a lot of people, as there always are in any, you know, traumatic or challenging situation, the truth was there was an opportunity to reassess in that time. And if I'm honest, most people that I know, most people I'm familiar with did in some fashion or form. You know, marriages ended, relationships ended, new relationships began, careers were left behind, companies shifted, companies folded, companies evolved, people's businesses changed, people went from, you know, working full time to then deciding to work, start their own business from home. You know, a lot of people went, got pregnant and went on maternity. Like, it was a time of change. And it was a time of change because we were basically forced to reset. And the challenge is before that time, there was what I call a lot of FOMO and a lot of hype creation. Social media, you know, was, you know, probably a good 7 to 8 years into its kind of growth. And I'm talking about Instagram and TikTok, you know, in its kind of first 10-year cycle at that point. So it was still massively a new thing. It was still quite shiny. So you can imagine the boom that happened on social media in those pandemic years. And I haven't got the facts to share with you. I'm not a fat coach, right? I'm here to share with you my opinion. And so what I think you saw before that was a lot of hype, a lot of energy, a lot of kind of like shiny stuff, a lot of what I'd call like glittery handbags and design, you know, that kind of vibe on social media, like, oh, you need this handbag and oh, you need to wear this outfit. And look, that still exists and it always will, right? It's kind of desire-based marketing. But what I think that you are genuinely going to see in this window of post-pandemic where we've reassessed, we've reevaluated, we've looked at our life, we've shifted our perceptions, is I believe you're going to be seeking authenticity. And this is why I think a lot of the reels or content that does really well that I see on social media, number one, it's either snapshots into the day of someone's life. So it might be a beautifully clean girl aesthetic reel, but it's actually like the food she bought, what she drank, what she wore, what she did that day, or vice versa. It's people sharing the honest behind the scenes parts of their life, or it's the, you know, the, what's the word I'm looking for? The outtakes or the funny stuff or how someone's edited something. And like, I think what we're looking for is real. I think we've lived in a time where there was a lot of masks, a lot of smoke and mirrors, a lot of, it's not deception, but it was a lot of illusion. I think we lived in a world of illusion prior to the pandemic. And I think one of the things people are massively seeking as we kind of settle back into normal life. And I do think, you know, you've got to remember, guys, 2023 was really the first Christmas we had where there was, you know, a year of no restrictions, a year of no challenges, you know, globally. I think what you're going to see is people seeking that authenticity, seeking that realness, seeking, you know, people being genuine and no hype. And I, you know, I do think there's a difference in kind of celebrity culture. Excuse me. I'm just going to choke. So I'm just going to pause the podcast for a second. And now I'm back. I didn't choke. You're okay. I'm still here. I think there's going to be still going to be a difference between celebrity culture in terms of we're always going to look at what a celebrity's wearing. We're always going to be interested in where they're going or what magazine shoot they've had, right? I'm talking about, you know, me and you, like real life, like coaches, like entrepreneurs, like business owners, personal trainers, hairdressers, beauty therapists, you know, interior designers, like whatever it is you do for work, right? There's people, when people are looking to buy from somebody, whether it's as a business, whether they're looking to buy into someone's programs, like mine with my programs and courses, right? They're looking for real. Now, don't get me wrong, they're looking for the desired outcome. Like when you speak to me, you're looking for me to give you an outcome. You don't buy my programs because you think, oh, give it a bash, right? You buy my programs because you think this is going to get me where I want to go. Like you buy the money program because you're like, I'm going to change my financial experience with money and I'm going to get it by changing this, by buying this program and doing this program. When you buy the Becoming program, you're like, right, it's time to heal. It's time for me to shift into like my most healed, my most powerful, my most like loved self. And I'm going to become that next level version of myself and manifest like a boss, right? That's why you buy Becoming. If you buy my 6-6 shift course, you're like, right, I want the accountability. I want the growth. I'm ready to grow. You know, I feel like I've been hitting my ceiling potential over and over and over. I'm stuck and I keep going around in circles. I'm ready to invest. You don't buy any of those programs to give it a bash. And regardless of whether or not you sell high ticket, low ticket, medium ticket, whatever one you want to call it, products or offerings within your business, what people are looking for is a real person. And so one of the things I was just talking about on social media is that whenever I write all my posts, I don't batch content. And look, I used to batch content a lot when it was more fact-based or when it was testimonial-based. And it doesn't mean I don't prepare content ahead of time, just to be clear. But what I don't do is project 3 months into the future and have my Instagram nailed. I don't even do a week into the future. And, you know, I used to think that was something, there was something wrong with me. Like I couldn't pull that information down from my head instantly. And what I realized is I'm actually just a really energetically intentional person, which is why when you do coach with me and I'm one-to-one with you on Zoom, you're like, holy shit, I feel so seen. I feel so hurt because I'm fully with you. And so I've just learned to use this to my advantage, right? I've learned to really work out that if I get myself in the zone, I can create some epic shit and create some epic results really, really quickly. Again, you know, powers and lessons of healing and manifestation is that when I'm in the vibration of the thing that I want, I can create magic from that moment. And that's really all I've learned to do. So when I write my posts, they're infused with intention, they're infused with energy, they're infused with how I'm really feeling. And sometimes, like I said, you know, the other day, it can come off a negative experience, it can come off a positive experience, it can come off me just sitting and journaling or reflecting, but all my posts are written based on how I'm feeling in the moment and what I feel like called to say. And that's because I trust my intuition. And so one of the biggest kind of objectives for me is to help more people become authentic, is to help more people become real as we're seeking that faith and trust outside of ourselves and looking around us to say, is it safe to be real? Is it safe to really be me? Is it safe to be seen? Is it safe to be quirky and fun? Is it safe to be not all glamorous all the time? Is it safe to not wear makeup? Like these things sound so superficial, but honestly, the truth is most of us do not feel safe to be ourselves because we've grown up in a world that tells us it's not. It tells us we have to be smarter. We have to be quicker. We have to be faster. We have to be wealthier. We have to keep up with the fucking Joneses. We have to have more followers on Instagram. We have to have better interaction. We can't possibly wear loungewear to the school run. What will all the other mummies think? Like we've grown up in a world that is based on us modulating and regulating ourselves based on other people's opinions. Guys, you've heard me say this 10,000 times. So the deep central nervous system belief off the back of that is it's not safe to be me. It's not safe to be seen. Now, I know for sure from doing my work that it is safe to be you and it is safe to be seen. And there's room for every single person to shine their light and share their gifts and be their, you know, most confident, most empowered self. But the general consensus that I see is a lot of people believing it's not safe to be them. Either that's because they don't post pictures of their face on social media. That's because they don't ever feel like safe enough to really share how they feel about something for fear of rejection or other people's opinions. And what I want you to know is fitting in is not the calling of the one who's listening to this podcast. If you wanted to fit in, you wouldn't be seeking growth and you certainly wouldn't be listening to the rants of Lucy Superfox, right? If you wanted to be validated, sure, you might be here, but after this, what I'm about to say, you'd probably leave. If you are seeking validation from the outside world and modulating and regulating yourself to fit in, to be seen, to be modulated, you will never be happy. I know because I've done it. When we are seeking outside validation to feel different about ourselves on the inside, to feel safe, to feel seen, to feel like we're enough, I promise you, you'll be so miserably unhappy. You'll always be chasing the next thing. And if you have ADHD, you're likely always chasing the next thing anyway. So can you imagine compounding that with also needing validation? Ugh. And a lot of people grow up with that ADHD being diagnosed. And, you know, a lot of ADHD makes us more sensitive as children. Whether or not you develop the ADHD from the sensitivity, or the sensitivity was the ADHD, is still, the jury's out on that. But the truth is, we probably, you know, absorb these beliefs about not being good enough, not being seen, being a burden, not being important as a child, and carry them through our whole lives. And whether or not you've created outward success is kind of irrelevant is the word I'm going for, is irrelevant, because actually it's how you feel on the inside that counts. So if you are still seeking things on the outside of you, then you'll always still be seeking things on the outside of you, and it won't feel safe to be authentic, and it won't feel safe to be real, and it won't feel safe to be genuine. Because what will happen is, even if you step into your authentic self occasionally, that will be so jarring for the people that know you as the modulated, trying to fit in, who I think I should be self, that people won't know who that is, and you'll feel like it's rejected. And this is where, you know, becoming your most authentic self is really about peeling back the layers of the onion. It's really about taking the steps, whether that is in a healing journey or whether that is in a growth journey, and really only you know the difference about where you are in that time period. And then from that place, stepping into who you really are and accepting the consequences of that, whether it means friendships end, whether it means business evolves and changes, whether it means a relationship ends. Like, that's happened to me, guys. Like, you know, I think what's really worth knowing is that the deep sense of fulfillment and happiness that most of you are seeking, because you're here, right? That most of you are seeking is truly found in becoming your most authentic self, is truly found in being real and getting to be you for all of your quirks and all of your weirdness and all of your wonderfulness, and for the people around you to just absolutely either adore that or just be like, well, yeah, she's nuts, but she's our friend, who cares? And anything other than that means either you are still available to not be your most authentic self, which is why you have an environment of people who don't accept you as you are, who need you to behave a certain way, or you are still seeking validation from those people because you haven't built that sense of inner self-safety, that inner self-trust, that inner self-faith in your, and feeling safe to be yourself. So if that is you, look, I get it. I can relate. I've spent the last 2 years stepping into my most genuine, most authentic self. You know, I really was my most authentic self in some variation, in the times when I wasn't, up to kind of 2020, and the pandemic fucked me. The pandemic completely fucked me in the head. Just me being totally honest. Like, I suddenly, as somebody who was traveling all the time, in fact, guys, most of you don't know this, I had massive plans to travel the world. I had a 3-month ticket. Josh and I were off on a 3-month ticket. He just quit his job. We were off to Australia. Then we were going to Bali. And then we were off to, like, I can't remember when we were going next. Like, and then we'd got an open ticket basically for 3 months. I'd bought all the tickets. I'd booked all the trips. And then the pandemic happened and I got some of it back. I didn't get all of it back. But actually what that meant for me is, look, I achieved some massive business goals in that time, sure. But what I also did was just step into absolute fear, step into, oh my God, who do I need to be now? Oh my God, what do I need to do next? Oh my God. And just this constant sense of apprehension, this constant sense of validation, this constant sense of needing to be ahead, of to prove something. Oh my God, guys, I felt like I couldn't take a breath. And so many of us are living like that. And in 2022, my body called time on me and said, I can't fucking do this anymore. I can't fucking do this anymore. And then I did a lot of work on it in 2022. And then it was really when I had to take a step back and do more of the somatic work, the work I teach in the Becoming program in 2023, was really where I saw the compound of all the growth work I'd done in 2022 match with the healing work of 2023. And where then I really saw myself in, you know, at the end, kind of the last 6 months of 23, stepping into my most authentic self and stepping into my power and stepping into who I really am and who I've always been and who I, you know, does it mean I don't have bad moments? Absolutely fucking not. Does it mean that I don't question myself sometimes? Absolutely fucking not. But do you know what it did mean? It meant it took me 10 days to do a vision board. It meant I put things on there that weren't goals that people expected me. It meant the things that I want are not maybe as complicated or as elaborate as most people think. And I was like, I'm cool with that because that's who I am. And I think what I want you to know, and I've said this 1,000 times, I'm just saying it again for reiterating, being authentic is not being a dickhead and calling it being real. And being authentic is not being in your lowest, most vulnerable part of yourself and needing validation and saying you're being authentic. Being authentic is being your highest, most empowered, most healed, most grown version of yourself at that time and standing in your power and speaking your truth, not because it's what people expect of you or what you should do or what the right thing to do is, but because it's what you desire. It's what's on your heart. It's what your intuition says. It's what you feel called to do. And that is why I really believe in this time, people are seeking authenticity. They're seeking it from business owners. They're seeking it on social media. And so right now, if you have goals to grow your business, to grow your abundance, to transform your life this year in 2024, then making authenticity one of your key words, one of your key objectives, one of the shifts that you decide to make this year, I absolutely promise you will grow your business, will grow your bottom line, because that's what people are looking for. They're looking to connect with real people, doing real things, living real lives, having a real life human experience, because they are too. And when we are doing the things that people really want to see, they get to feel seen, they get to feel heard, they get to feel empowered rather than enabled to stay where they are, because they feel like our lives are so separate from theirs and so different from theirs. When we show people what it's like, what we're really doing, how our life is really looking, how business is really going, but where we're going with it, we empower other people to step into their power too. And that's what I want to share with you, is that authenticity is a superpower, and it is the thing that's going to supercharge your business, your growth, and your life in 2024. So if you are ready to shift into your authenticity, you guys know you can unlock my free training at lucysuperfox.com/shifting. If you are ready to have that one-to-one accountability and support, you want that like deep dive into stepping into your power, you're ready to grow and go, you're ready to step into your authenticity, then the 6-week shift is open for enrollment. There are 8 spaces remaining at lucysuperfox.com/6. You can check out the full program details. Enrollment is only open until the 24th of January or until the 10 spaces are complete. So I love you all so much. Have the most beautiful rest of week. I'm going to be talking next week a little bit more about ADHD in my business and how I manage and handle that, and also talking a little bit about your default mode and your systems and why it's important to understand where your default is so you can know where your next level is too. Have the most amazing week, and I'll see you on the next episode.